This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Immigration is a much bigger plague on American society than the Democrats want you to believe. It involves lots of crimes, and those crimes impact you negatively in ways that they don't want you to understand. So, for example, the first crime is them coming into the country illegally, subverting a system that says, come in legally and learn our system of government, our system, our culture. It's an affront to us to allow this to occur. You can't bring in fruit if you come back from Puerto Rico or something. But you can come into this country and bring whatever you want. You could bring bombs. You could bring drugs. You could bring people to sex traffic. You could bring whatever food is on you. And you could bring disease. And leftists say, who cares? But you come in through the normal system and they want to check you for everything. They put a system together that says if you play by the rules, it isn't forget it. It's far worse to play by the rules. You're better off sneaking into this country trying to assimilate, which brings me to number two. The next big thing that occurs, the next crime that most of these illegals commit is identity theft. I know this because I dealt with it firsthand as a government contractor. I also know it because I know people who've had their identity stolen. Their Social Security turns up having 14 illegals on it, and they have to pay the taxes on those earnings. So that's the second crime. And then there are additional crimes of things that these people do in order to live under the radar. You know, most of them aren't paying their taxes, sending money back home. If they are working, they're working off the books. Now, the people will tell you, oh, no, though, their costs, you know, they're paying their taxes. They're doing their part. No, it's another. Not only if they have a green card. The only way they get that green card legit is by going through the legit system. So it's a front. It's a lie. So they've entered the country illegally. They've stolen somebody's identity, and by the way, brought who knows what, stolen somebody's identity in order to get here and to take advantage of the system. Three, they take advantage of the system. They jump on your education system, the welfare system, the medical system. They contribute little back in the form of income, but the Democrats tell you, no, 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 it's all good. This is what we want. Said no country ever. You want people to come over, fulfill roles that you can't fulfill, and come over and visit. And if you really like it, get in line and say, you know what? I want to be a part of this. If I went somewhere and I thought it was absolutely spectacular to live, and I went, I love their system of government. I love everything about them. And I'm willing to leave my country of origin to be there. I would do it legally. I wouldn't go over and say, oh, listen, how do I live under the radar? How do I take advantage of you? How do I steal somebody's identity? How do I not become a contributing member to society? How do I not, you know, get involved in the system that's made this thing so great? You would think people would come here and go, man, America's phenomenal. I want to build upon this great system. No, you want to know why? Because we have leftists in this country. We have people that don't love this country. They don't love the system. They call us colonializers. They call us a patriarchal. Look, if America's patriarchal, I don't know. Mexico? All of the Middle East? Italy? These countries are built on patriarchal. If there's any country that says, hey, ladies, come over and do your thing, it's America. But they still complain. The reason why I'm bringing all this up is a New York lawyer has been found guilty of large-scale asylum fraud. Do you hear this story? Andrea Dumitru Parcelabui or something like that. That's a tough name to pronounce, but He was caught running a scheme to help immigrants who would normally be denied entry into the U.S. win asylum. See, that's what the Democrats want to do. That's the big game. Let's do something to help these people win asylum when we know they don't deserve it. I don't care if you're a crook. I don't care if you're a sex trafficker. Think about when James O'Keefe said, hey, I'm going to be bringing in with the whole Acorn thing. He went to him and said, look, I'm going to be bringing in some Guatemalan prostitutes. 13 underage girls. I need them to live in a house in the hood. And he's there with one of his prostitutes who was played by the Giles girl. And so he was going to go and do this. And guess what? You know what the Acorn women said? Let us help you. Let's strategize on how we can do this, how we can help you bring in underage prostitutes to live in government housing. Oh, well, don't tell anybody. Don't let them know what you're doing. Anyway, this New York lawyer, Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui, or whatever, was running a fraudulent immigration system that would allow dangerous criminals to be granted asylum in the United States by fabricating travel history and personal narratives. She was previously investigated over a $5 million corporate tax evasion scheme, was charged in a range of crimes in association with her job as an immigration attorney. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to speak out of turn here, but she sounds like she's an immigrant herself. Andrea Dimitru Parsalabui, I don't know. Is she Russian? Following a two-week trial at a federal court in Manhattan, she was found guilty of asylum fraud, making false statements to immigration authorities, aggravated identity theft. So this is where I'm headed. Not getting into the legal system allows people like her to flourish. Why do we allow this? Why do you think Democrats don't fight back against people like her? They claim it's all on the up and up. Look, we've got a legal system in place, and this woman and people like her are trying to get around it all the time. When you think these immigration, when they would get to the United States and they'd say, come in and apply for asylum, people like this lady are the ones who are trying to get them asylum knowing that they don't deserve it. Ask yourself, do you think she cares? She couldn't care less. Her job is very simple. Get people into this country by any means necessary. And the system is set up to where if Hillary Clinton and that ilk were in, she'd be cool. They would let her get away with it. She would flourish in this business and probably has for many decades under Obama, for a decade under Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Obamas so want to be relevant. Oh, my gosh. Barack Obama, if there's anybody that can't stand being irrelevant, it's baby black Jesus. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So President Trump did America a favor, did Democrats a favor. Frankly, he did the world a favor by rendering Barack Obama useless. Trump has almost completely dismantled the Obama agenda, and he saved the country. I even contend he saved the world. And thankfully, President Trump isn't finished. He's just getting started. But this is why Obama took a shot at President Trump the other day, and he did it regarding climate change. Now, surprisingly, Obama suggests that the reason the U.S. is not taking more direct action against climate change is because of, as he put it, hate, anger, racism, fear, and he said, mommy issues. So let's play the clip.
Two exceptions. Climate change, we're going to have to come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although even on something like that, right now I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, you know, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. Yeah, we are fraught with stuff.
Wow, he is so deep. We are fraught with stuff. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, and I'm looking at all of my stuff that I'm fraught with. And I'm wondering, are you fraught with stuff as well? I can see brainy quotes and them saying, you know, if you did a search on stuff or fraught, and it comes up, Barack Obama said, we are fraught with stuff. Wow. How eloquent is that guy? I mean, Stranger. Who knew? I missed this. When he was president, I didn't realize just how eloquent he was. He is indeed an elegant Negro with no Negro dialect. I don't know if you saw this. He says, the new technologies are there. And I love this part of his comment. He says, off-the-shelf technology. Just off-the-shelf. He could reduce this 30% without doing anything. But here's what's interesting. In the 8 years that Barack Obama had a chance to do it, he didn't do it by reducing 30% with off-the-shelf technology. He did it with an EPA that played gangster. It has ruined West Virginia, all the regulations they put in there. California, you can't even afford to live there, but he could have done it 30% without even doing anything special. You wouldn't be living in caves or living off fire? No, you'd still have your electricity and your smartphones, and that alone would have bought us 20 to 30 years to develop the tech. Those are his words. So my question to Barack and to the people that believe baby black Jesus is the smartest guy on the planet, dare I say in the world, dare I say ever, why didn't he do it? But he says, here's the reason why we won't do what he says. Which is just take this off-the-shelf stuff. I haven't seen a single position paper or anything in any trade, you know, manual or anything that says, hey, listen, if we're going to go green, here's all the off-the-stuff, off-the-shelf tech that you can get. And Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything. He could write to him, say, Mr. President, let me meet with you and show you about this off-the-shelf stuff. Instead, he says, they go, why don't we do it? Well, we're confused. Blind, even. Get this. I didn't realize this. We're shrouded with hate, anger, racism. And of course, as all the climate deniers have, well, we all have our mommy issues, don't we? But my favorite part, we're fraught with stuff. Man, that's what this guy's going to get back on Trump. We're fraught with stuff. I tell you what, if Obama goes outside of Chicago or anything leftist, the dude can't get 50 people to come see him. Author David Eggers is the one who was interviewing him about ways to mobilize Americans towards creating social change. And when the topic of global warming came up, that's when Barack Obama goes into the most insane stuff. We just played it. You heard it for yourself. He could have done it, but he didn't. And he went on to say, you know, why the reasons that we could do these easy fixes and not miss a beat in our lives, but he didn't do it. It could have bought us 20 to 30 years to work on this and save the planet and assuage everybody's angst, because I know this. You don't have to tell me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You go to bed at night and you toss and you turn. And you get up in the morning and go, thank God, another day we didn't get hit by an asteroid or something because of global climate change. We didn't have a catastrophic tidal wave like in 2014 or 2012. What was that movie, 2012? When the Mayans said the world was going to end, or we didn't have some devastating volcano caused by global climate change, or some massive mudslide where the first half of the world slid onto the second half of the world. No, we survived it. Even though we're fraught with stuff. And I swear, I dare any... Call this program and tell me how eloquent Barack Obama is. Please do. Tell me how his pretty words just get to you. Oh my gosh, man. People that listen to these guys, to me, it's a proven farce. Climate change. Google global climate change. You know what you'll find? Articles that discuss the, quote, reality of the farce. These articles have been written by people who get their funding from the very sources who want to propagate this narrative. So there's an idea that was proposed by Obama and others that 97% of scientists agree on climate change. Man is the problem, according to the Obama bots. And unless we change things, we're all going to die. And Barack Obama said he had the answer. 30% change, and he didn't do it. 20 to 30%, it could have bought us 20 to 30 years. And then they want us to spend trillions of dollars. Estimates are $70 trillion so we can get a quarter point of temperature differential. These people are lunatics. Interesting developments on James Comey when we get back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit just after 8:30 a.m. local time near Anchorage, Alaska. The warnings went off at the Anchorage airport.
Emergency has been recorded. All occupants go to the nearest exit and obey instructions. Do not use elevators.
These folks at the Anchorage Airport are a little bit shaken up.
this earthquake came out of nowhere, and the windows just rippled like on a stream, and then a huge bang, and people started just screaming, and they're obviously terrified, trying to decide, do they stay in or do they go out? And this one lasted a long time.
President Trump is in Argentina today for the G20 summit. The president is optimistic about his meeting tomorrow with the Chinese president.
Well, we'll be meeting with China, as you know, yes. We'll be meeting tomorrow, and we've already spoken. And we're working very hard. If we could make a deal, that would be good. I think they want to, and I think we'd like to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Two exceptions. Climate change, we're going to have to come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although, even on something like that, right now I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. Without any, you know, it's not like we'd all have to go back to caves and, you know, live off, you know, fire. We could have electricity and smartphones and all that stuff, which would buy us probably another 20, 30 years for that technological breakthrough that's necessary. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues. Yeah, we are fraught with stuff, and so if that's the case, then the single most important thing that we have to invest in is not all, and look, I'm a huge supporter of, you know, science and technological research and social science and, you know, evidence-based learning and all that good stuff. I'm people call me Spock for a reason. I believe in reason and logic and all these enlightenment values. But the thing that really we have to invest in is people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about the show. 844-551-8255. I couldn't be more happy to have a president who says, I'm not buying into this climate change farce. I won't spend another dime on it. I will let the system do what it does, and that is, it will fix itself. In other words, these energy companies will ultimately invest in green energy. There's no doubt about it. Barack Obama wasted billions of your dollars. Most of it went to his cronies, the people who backed his presidency. And he threw your money at Solyndra, Enerone, and all these failed solar companies and wind farms and all that nonsense, knowing that you still have to have fossil fuels to back up the grid. He knew this. That clip that he played, it's a joke to have him talk about mommy issues for climate change. It's because of hate. It's because of racism. No, it's because we're not stupid. Again, I'm glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I've been railing against global climate farce for the better part, since Barack Obama brought it up 10 years ago. And I even had conservatives, Kevin, surely you have to believe in global climate. I go, yeah, I believe there's weather. I absolutely do. They told us recently the ozone is healing itself. You want to know why? Because we got rid of all the chlorofluorocarbons. Really? You think that's what did it? Or do you think that the earth did it itself? Because you have no empirical data that can prove to you that that's what did it. Oh, yeah, it was all the people in the world using hairspray. So what, a bunch of women? Mostly women use hairspray, so women were killing the ozone. If we had said something like that, they probably wouldn't have even gotten rid of them. No, Kevin, it was your air conditioning systems with all that Freon. Democrats will create an issue so they can theoretically solve the issue and make you believe that, oh, my gosh, you threw all that money at the problem. That's what did it. That's what solved it. Right now, we've got this in every single aspect of our society. Let me give you an example. Education. The Democrats and leftists ruined the education system. Now, you know what they tell you need to fix it? A bunch of money. A bunch of money. Nothing inventive, nothing in, you know, that I would consider to be ingenious, clever, has come in education since forever. We have lots of ways for people to get educated. But you know what we don't have? We have nothing that helps them evaluate. I'm talking about across the board consistency. Nothing that helps them evaluate what do you like? What are you good at? There, surely, with everything that we have been able to test, we can test you down to the minutia of who you are, who your personality is. And with all of that, we haven't developed something where a person would say, you know what? I'm pretty good at carpentry. I'm going to go learn, you know, math and angles, and we gear people towards what they're good at. When have you ever heard of somebody saying, let's do something like that? Save their parents thousands of dollars, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, wasted on these so-called educations that are nothing more than indoctrinations. Your kid wants to be a carpenter. Learn to work with his hands. He wants to be a welder. Wants to learn to work with his hands. And you know what they do? Oh, those are menial jobs. You need to get an education. Then they go to college, and you know what they get him a degree in? Because he's not interested in some of these other classes. He gets a degree in social justice. And instead of finding something that can enrich his soul, his or her soul, they don't do that. No. Why would I make you do something that makes you proud, that makes you have a sense of accomplishment, that makes you feel as if you're contributing to society when there's so many other things I can redirect you towards? I can create anger and then direct that anger, focus it into something. And that's what they do. And Barack Obama is talking about global climate change. Are you freaking serious, man? I'm so sick of hearing about global climate change, local climate change. This is all nonsense. And I am so proud of Donald Trump for saying you take your Paris Climate Accords and you shove it up your derriere, to use a French word for buttocks. Shove it up your buttocks. I don't care what the rest of the world thinks. They don't even live up to it. We sign treaties that other countries don't live up to. We live up to our obligations because that is what the United States does. And everybody else cheats. You know what they do? They take our money, and as Trump would say, and they laugh at us. They're laughing at us because that's exactly what they do. And leftists love it. I played multiple clips over the past few days about California wildfires. Wildfires that can be started by a match, they can be started by lightning strike. In this case, they believe PG&E started it with some stupid, you know, wire that broke or whatever, and they blame Trump. And then when they're not blaming Trump, they blame global climate change. Then when they're not blaming global climate change, they blame the fact that Trump isn't supporting global climate change is the reason. A man that's been in office for 2 years is now the reason for all the angst and the problems that we've got with global climate change. It is patently ridiculous. And yet, here we are discussing it. Boy. I mean, when I hear things like this, I heard two people. We played a clip of Steyer. I'm not sure if it was related to the fires. Billionaire Tom Steyer put $120 million into campaigns. The Democrats complain about campaign finance reform and big money coming in under the shadows, lurking out there. Tom Steyer openly gives $120 million. Bloomberg openly gives over $100 million. And you know what you'll hear? Those Koch brothers, the Koch brothers didn't donate a fraction of that to the campaigns. Yet, do you hear any outcry from the Democrats? Are they really upset about what's going on? Of course they're not. Not when you got, you know, global climate change to talk about and to blame it on Donald Trump. And here's Barack Obama. You know, we have to change the hearts and minds of people. We got to get people talking. Let me tell you something. Nobody on the left wants to have a conversation with you. I don't care what they tell you. They don't want to have a conversation with you. They're not going to. They're going to scream at you. When they're by themselves, they'll listen. But to be honest with you, they don't have the intellect to understand you. Because you don't speak with feelings. You bring logic. You have logical arguments. You know, sorry, you lost me when you weren't talking about, you know, how it impacted little Juan. It's crazy. I get tired of hearing us do these same cyclical discussions about these people. And global climate change is something it is, quite frankly, every time somebody brings it up, the fact that we don't say, what the heck are you doing talking about weather, trying to make it something different? Global climate change is what killed the dinosaurs. Were we around? No. Global climate change, you know where we find ourselves in America, in the world right now? We find ourselves in the best time to be on planet Earth. Because if you were here whatever number of years ago when craters were, you know, the asteroid belt was throwing asteroids at us and they were slamming into the Yucatan Peninsula and wherever else, we would be like the dinosaurs. We'd be gone. But you live at the best possible time to be on this planet. God put man here during the time that he formed this planet for us. And I'm going to tell you, in the short time that we will occupy it, it'll be pleasurable and great. There's going to come a time when you don't want to be on this planet and it will have nothing to do with you. Zero.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Christine Blase Ford is, I got another name for her. She's back in the news. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. She's back in the news. She says, she wants to thank the people that donated to help her. Because the money that they gave, that you, I'm not saying you, but people gave her. Maybe some people that listened to the program gave money to Christine Blasey Ford. If you did, I don't know how you could consider yourself one of my fans, one of my friends. But okay, whatever. The only security Christine Blasey Ford needs is security from Hollywood producers beating down a door for the movie rights to her blatant lie about her interaction with now Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The only person who profited from torching Supreme Court Justice Judge Kavanaugh is Blasey Ford. The Democrats lost crazy political clout. They lost credibility over this ruse. Kavanaugh sits on SCOTUS, the Supreme Court bench, but he lost a ton. He paid a heavy price to get into office. Would you? I mean, he's tainted with the lie. And the sad part is nobody's going to believe it. I mean, a lot of people aren't going to believe in it, just don't want to, because that's how leftism is. Once you get tainted, well, that's it. So he paid a heavy price. His family paid a heavy price. His daughters, his wife, his friends, people around him. Kevin Jackson paid a heavy price. No, maybe not that heavy, but I lost my Fox gig over Kavanaugh. Yeah, the Me Too movement has a skin on the wall. But my skin's on the wall. This is what I'm thinking about. What? I'm trying to think of something clever to say about my skin being on the wall. Like, yeah, but it's watching them, or it'll, you get too close, it'll wrap you up. But if that's what they needed to feel good about themselves, then good. Ford, though, she made out like a bandit. And according to the Daily Caller, she wanted to explain herself. Tell people, here's where the money went. The money that I made from accusing Judge Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist. Yeah. Christine Blasey Ford published a statement thanking everyone who has supported her after she came forward and accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back in the 1980s. Remember, too, the definition of sexual assault has changed dramatically since I was a kid. Because sexual assault when I was a kid meant you were raped. Now, I get it. You know, if a woman gets felt up or whatever, that's what we called it when I was in school. Like, oh, he felt her up, meaning he reached and grabbed her, like pulled a Donald Trump, right? Grabbed her by the... Blah, blah. But let me tell you, guys would grab a girl, you know, like... They called it cop a feel, as I'm remembering. I'm dusting off some cobwebs here, but like, just brush up against the girl, a girl to feel her breast. Today, that's sexual assault. And I guess in the purest sense of it, it is sexual assault because it's a sexual thing. But what if just shaking hands or a kiss on the cheek? I mean, who knows what's going to be sexual assault in a decade at the rate that we're going. But anyway, I get it, because I know guys that have felt up a woman, you know, felt up a girl. I watched one of my friends do it, and I can't remember the girl's name, but she was beautiful. I remember that girl. And I'm going to ask one of my friends if they can remember her name. She was two grades older than I was, so I never even thought about, you know, being a date to her or anything. But I remember one of my buddies saying, I'm going to go feel her up. And she was just not paying attention, talking to some girls. And he goes over and he touches her breast. That's sexual assault today. Now, that would just get you slapped, or a boyfriend might beat your butt. But it wouldn't get you put in jail and accused of sexual assault and you get run. But what Kavanaugh supposedly did to Blasey Ford was get on top of her. And he was too drunk to get her pants off. And, you know, and his buddy Mark Judge watched and blah, blah, blah. And she ran out and left her friend and doesn't remember how she got home and all this stuff. You remember this big fat lie that she told? But anyway, after telling that, she, you know, she did the testimony and posted on a GoFundMe page that was dedicated to raising money for her. Multiple pages sprung up. And she had raised almost $648,000. She wanted to raise $150,000. Now, I don't know why she picked that number. Because she said, I need security. And I don't know what security costs. I've never had it. I don't need it. I'm a dangerous man already. But so she raised $647,000 wanting to raise 150,000, and 14,000 people donated to her. 14,000. So for the sake of discussion, say 15,000 people donated, what, $30 each? Or is it 300? Yeah, I don't know. You do the math. So if it was 15,000, no, because she raised 600 something thousand, so it's more than that. They donated, like, say $50. $50 each. Okay. Now, here's what she said. Your tremendous outpouring of support and kind letters have made it possible for us to cope with the immeasurable stress, particularly the disruption to our safety and privacy. Last time I checked, the person who destroyed your privacy was Diane Feinstein. Anyway, she says, because of your support, I feel hopeful that our lives will return to normal. I'm not buying it. See, because I like the new norm. If I were Blasey Ford and I could get 14,000 people to donate for one lie, I'd keep lying. I mean, if I were of her ilk, maybe she didn't do it because it's too difficult to keep the lie going, because so many people are fawning all over her and asking her to come speak and give autographs or something. I don't know. But don't be surprised if Ford develops cancer, finger quotes, and she'll go back to her database of 14,000 suckers, I mean donors, who can help me with my treatment I need to fight this violent attacker known as cancer. She'll pull a Lance, what's his name? Dude, the one that toured the front. Anyway, she'll pull a Lance on you and pretend, you know, Lance, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about. But he gave himself testicular cancer because of the steroid concoctions he was taking. Then when he got his testes, one of them, or one testicle, cut off, and he, you know, and had to go in for cancer and showed his healing, he decided to make cancer his cause. Lance Armstrong, right? Thank you. And so he gives himself cancer, battles the fight against that cancer, not telling anybody that he was the reason for his cancer. That's what Blasey Ford reminds me of. Mm-hmm. So she says, your donations have allowed us to take responsible steps to protect ourselves against frightening threats, including the physical protection and security for me and my family, and to enhance the security for our home. Yeah, right. She built a whole new room. Anyway, she says, we used your generous contributions to pay for the security service, which began on September 19th and recently begun to taper off. A home security system, housing and security costs incurred in Washington, D.C., and local housing for part of the time we have been displaced. Part of the time we have been able to stay with our security team in a residence generously loaned to us. She did repairs on her house and added to it. That's what she did. $500,000 rehab on her house so the family can return to her newly remodeled kitchen and that new media room addition where they can watch the reruns of the testimony that paid for all that new crap. You ain't fooling me, Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah. Did we find out that Justice Kavanaugh is a serial rapist and now things can go back to normal? I've been vindicated. The rest of the money was hopefully used so Ford could find who stole her big girl voice. She's a lying piece of crap is what she is. And she snookered far too many people who were more than willing to donate to this liar. And what happened to Grassley? He was supposed to be investigating, you know, he asked for all the data leading up to this stuff. Nothing's happened. He says, I want senators, their staffs, the officers of Senator Feinstein and Hirono, other than your communications with me and my staff in preparation for September 27th. And he wanted all the information, and he got nothing. And what about Mark Judge? He's got a case. They put him in the room with this and defamed this man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.